Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Urgent repairs have closed a lane of the Stony Creek Bridge in Derrigan. Council crews have identified an issue on an abutment, and a single lane will be closed until repairs are completed. Queensland's Peak Social Service Group has slammed the disbanding of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. It follows a motion being moved in State Parliament just 8 months after the group's establishment was announced. Q Cross CEO Amy McVie says this was disappointing yet predictable.
This was a political manoeuvre. We shouldn't need to rely on a parliamentary committee to provide us with a pathway forward. We have, in a well-functioning government, there should be work done by government to develop a youth justice strategy.
You're within your right to express frustration over the escalating youth crime crisis, but vigilante behaviour will not be condoned or tolerated. That comes from Queensland Police as members of the public take to social media, threatening to take matters into their own hands. Townsville's Waste is helping pioneer a plan to make Queensland roads more eco-friendly. The new project was using waste material to improve the soil underneath the asphalt in hopes of reducing road cracking and carbon emissions. UniSQ's Dr. Hannah Sleekman says Townsville City Council is currently providing some of the much-needed waste glass for the project.
Through this project, we'll do experimentation, some field testing, and hopefully the outcome will be a specification that TMR can use for their network in Queensland.
Scott Drinkwater has another chance to have a 100th game be a win on Sunday. Drinky's 100th NRL game was a loss against the Eels last weekend. However, this weekend's bout against the Sharks will be his 100th game for the Cowboys. He says they know what went wrong against Parramatta.
Everything in this game goes hand in hand. So, look, obviously we want to defend our inside shoulders and let anyone come through. Obviously the back five is making a lot of errors.
Sunday's kickoff in Cronulla is at 4 p.m.